You are listening to Manufacturing Revival Radio, spotlighting the innovation, the business savvy, and the entrepreneurial spirit of manufacturers from here at home and around the world. Celebrate the can-do spirit that is bringing manufacturing back. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Manufacturing Revival Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, having a great week. This show is just beginning to take off, pal.
You know, and it's not surprising. I mean, you and I were kind of concerned about it since we're the ones pushing it. But, I mean, the requirement and the need and the interest in the topic is just so intense.
Well,
so it's fun to be part of it.
No kidding. As the word spreads about it, and it's still a relatively new show, but there is a, and it's just been fascinating to me, just the thirst for helping push and telling the story about how manufacturing, not just in the United States, but just globally, is just turning around in the technology and the innovation. It's just an exciting time to be in manufacturing.
Yeah, and I know, and our guest today is in an interesting aspect of all of that.
No kidding. Well, that's a nice segue. Let's say hello to our next guest. His name is Tom Peters. He's the Director of Business Operations for Symbol Training Institute. Welcome to the show, Tom.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, the pleasure is ours, Tom. I assure you, Tom, before we get into a conversation, why don't you take a sec and just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, actually, I came into Symbol Training Institute a few years back, and it's kind of funny. I actually have a previous background as a CPA, and I worked with a lot of manufacturing clients and customers, and over time, Symbol Training Institute is actually a family business, so over time, I kind of slowly got started using more of my time and delegating more of my time over to Symbol. So eventually the transition was natural, and it's been great ever since.
Well, go deeper on Symbol Training Institute. Tell us about the organization. What are you doing to serve your market?
Yeah, so Symbol Training Institute is very unique. It actually evolved out of a tool and die shop, Symbol Tool. That was the name of it. And it started, it was established back in 1985. And it started out as a tool and die shop, and you know, for the last two decades, that's what it was. But back in the mid-2000s, our owner, he in essence saw that there was a lack of skilled labor. He kind of saw this whole thing coming full force, and he decided he was going to be the one doing something about it. So he in essence kind of the Symbol Tool was repurposed into Symbol Training Institute. And we started working just with companies initially, training their employees, starting out pretty much customized training. And then we branched out from there. And over time, we realized that there just wasn't enough skilled labor to train. So we had to start taking people who were completely new and green to the industry and bring them up to speed. So our courses are 4 months in length, and you get a new skill set to actually become a machinist in 4 months. So it's a really unique thing that we do. And we all start out with the hands-on training and the quality in our education.
Tom, there's something I want to clarify. You used the phrase a minute ago, lack of, quote, skilled labor, unquote. And I think there's a lot of confusion about what we mean by skilled labor. And it's a very different definition in 2012 than it was in 1950. Talk a little bit about what you mean by skilled labor.
So skilled labor is, I guess, it's wide-ranging. But it's pretty much the fact that someone, you can't just, especially with today's technology, with the CNC, which is a computerized numerical control machines and advanced manufacturing, you can't just really walk off the street and let's say you were a police officer one day and decide to be a machinist the next. It doesn't work that way. There needs to be a formalized training to become a machinist. And obviously, you need a good level or a good understanding of math. You have to understand how to use a micrometer, how to use caliper, which unfortunately these days the folks coming out of high schools just don't even have those skill set to really be effective coming out into the workforce. So that's why the manufacturers nowadays are even saying that at a base minimum for them to even look at them for an entry-level position, they need to attend a vocational type of training school such as ours.
Tom, you know, a lot of the companies and organizations that we talk to on this show, they all say the future is bright, we're growing, we are very optimistic about where the future's going, but the fact is, and we've got jobs, but we just can't find the people to fill them, and that's obviously a role that you play. You mentioned they come out of high school without the knowledge and the skills that they need. I mean, how do you begin to solve that problem? I mean, I guess Symbol could help all these people, and that's a great business model for you. But what can the education system do, or what does it need to do to begin to turn that corner? And then kind of a follow-up to that, can we even expect our education system to be able to handle that? How much responsibility comes from the organizations themselves to promote the need to dramatically overhaul our educational system?
Well, it's going to be multifaceted. So you're still going to need, obviously, the employers who are the end, they actually employ the end result or the end product, which is the qualified or skilled labor. But then it also starts even as early as, kindergarten through 12th grade. Ultimately, when you're talking to someone even as a senior in high school, it's almost a little too late. They have to get into that mindset to, fully grasp math, because the higher math skills you're going to get, the higher you're going to be able to really advance in this industry. And, look at a country like Germany, for instance, where they start their youth on a track to manufacturing and to become a machinist really from about second or third grade on. So they really instill that in them. And, you still need to be a good out-of-the-box thinker. I think nowadays, even with Google, it's a wonderful tool. The internet's incredible, where you could have all the information at your fingertips. But I think we're starting to get away a little bit from just that hands-on element of really this is how you solve a problem. It's not just for machinists. It's for engineers. It's for really all aspects. And we're just lacking that kind of basic common sense or common knowledge.
But let me ask you a related question similar to what we're just talking about. What we're talking about is a snapshot in time. It's October of 2012. And the situation is what it is. We had the pleasure of interviewing Chris Anderson on this show a week or so ago. He's the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine and put out that book called Makers about the future of manufacturing and it being at your desktop. And he made the big point that, his kids, and he's doing everything he can to get his kids interested in science and technology and math, but they're playing with tools on their iPad that people in the workforce today, and people like Todd and I, we never had anything like that to pique our interest in technology and science, and with cool graphics, and they're playing these high resolution video games that are teaching them some, or maybe even inspiring them to get into that. Do you foresee that our youth of today who have access to these kind of tools, is that a good thing for the manufacturing sector down the road?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the advancements in technology, keep in mind the modern day worker now is asked to multitask, and they're far more productive than they were 20 or 30 years ago. So whereas 20 or 30 years ago, obviously on the manual side, they'd be working primarily only on one type of machine. Now with the CNC machines, you could be working on multiple machines at one time, running multiple parts. So they have to have a grasp of technology. And even a lot of our students who have the manual skill set, they never kept up with technology. So that's kind of what led them back to formalized training in that regard. So as long as you're keeping up with technology, that's a wonderful thing. And obviously our youth, they get it. They were born pretty much with a cell phone in their hands these days, or the iPad.
Related question, Tom. I run across article after article. It's moaning and wailing from community colleges particularly that they're getting folks that graduated from high school that are reading at a third or fourth grade level. How the heck do you, with Symbol Training Institute, define requirements? I mean, how do you figure out what you need to teach?
Yeah, well, we start out at a base minimum of at least a seventh or eighth grade math level to enter our program. And we'll pretty much give them a test, but we more or less look at them, at least a prospective student, to really have that drive. I think as long as you have that drive, that can overcome a lot of things, because let's be honest, with math, that can be learned as long as you have the drive for it. And we actually have partnered up with a community-based organization in the Chicagoland area. Their name is Erie House, and we actually have a two type of semester program with them for those who need it, where they'll kind of work more on the remedial type of bridge skills that they need to get into a symbol, so we could kind of just hit the ground running, where we don't have to really explain what a decimal point is, or you know, teach them about converting decimals to fractions and vice versa.
All right, we'll be back with Tom Peters after this commercial break.
Advanced Control Solutions, the Southeast's premier factory automation solutions provider. Advanced Control Solutions offers a comprehensive selection of automation products and services. Our priority is to help our customers gain a competitive advantage in their market through efficient and creative use of factory automation technology. By focusing on high-end technology, ACS provides innovative hardware and software solutions with superior service and technical support. By focusing on high-end technology, ACS provides innovative hardware and software solutions with superior service and technical support. We aim to bridge the gap between the factory floor and the boardroom using a range of products, from Ethernet-ready PC solutions to vision and motion control systems. Advanced Control Solutions. Learn more about us at acs-ga.com.
All right, we're back with Tom Peters, Director of Business Operations with Symbol Training Institute.
Tom, before the break, we were talking a lot about what kinds of things you guys do. What sort of people are you training? What walks of life are they coming from?
Pretty much all walks of life. So we'll work with displaced workers, which is that kind of sector of the population, they're in between jobs for whatever reason. They didn't have a skill set to find employment, so now they're trying to get that through manufacturing. You know, as I initially stated before, we also work with companies and training their own employees, kind of bringing them up to speed. So either someone who is working in their warehousing or shipping department who's never touched a CNC machine or any kind of machinery in that regard, we'll work with them, or just kind of bringing the operator up to a more of a setup type of person. And then just in general, those are pretty much our two main populations. And then folks who are just looking to get into a new career or profession, who are currently working, but they see the benefit of working in the manufacturing industry.
So Tom, let me just be sure I understand. So an individual can come to Symbol and say, "Hey, help me get myself armed to serve in the manufacturing industry," right? An individual can come to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. But you also do customized training for organizations. Speak about a typical engagement and how that process starts. I assume it comes in and you do an assessment and then you go from there. Talk about that.
Yeah, actually, we have a great open door policy. So really, anyone can come in here and actually sit in on a class. We'll just throw a pair of safety goggles on them. And the uniqueness of it is because we obviously have very small class sizes. So it's ripe for engagement. And what, you know, someone walking in from the street on the outside, they could just come right in here, put on some safety goggles and start asking our instructor questions. They'll be right up on the machine, actually observing a class live. So that's kind of one of our selling points, but it's more or less, you see what you get pretty much.
Tom, I always have great curiosity about how different companies and organizations differentiate themselves. What makes Symbol Training Institute different? Sounds like you guys are a little unique.
We are very unique, but we always go by the philosophy that to be successful in manufacturing, you still need a quality product. And that goes without saying with us. We always preach the quality. So we always kept our class sizes small, you know, no more than three or five to an actual machine. So really, you won't find that student to teacher ratio anywhere else. And again, with our instructors, they're all currently working. So they're all adjunct faculty here, but they have their day jobs as plant managers or supervisors in their own respective shops. So a lot of times If they really like a student who is looking for employment, they'll be the first to pick them off and say, hey, come join my company.
Is manufacturing the only sector that you do training in, or do you service others as well?
No, I mean, last I checked, I think we might be the only school in the nation actually just doing CNC training for advanced manufacturing. I mean, we're looking to branch out, get a quality control course because there's still a huge demand for that. And potentially other avenues in manufacturing, but primarily, you know, we understand our roots. We were a tool and die shop, so we're going to stick to that, and we want to help the manufacturing community. One of our slogans is actually, we produce made in USA CNC machinists, so we're also helping this country as well.
Outstanding. So you focus at this time specifically in manufacturing?
That's correct, yes.
Tom, if I'm a motivated individual and I recognize the fact that I need some training, one of the questions I'm going to have is, okay, if I'm going to lay out my cash and give it to you, give it to Simple Training Institute, I want to know, what are my odds of finding a job after I get through this training? Talk a little bit about your placement rate.
Yeah, so our placement rate is over 90%.
And I always tell
all of our students that if you want a job, if you're committed, that there's really no reason that you shouldn't be able to find employment in this industry. I mean, right now, I can't speak for the rest of the nation, but just for the Chicagoland area, which is really a hotbed of manufacturing, there are over thousands of jobs just for CNC machinists that go unfulfilled every day. You know, I talk to a lot of even the CNC manufacturers such as Haas and Doosan and Mazak, and they all tell me they would be able to sell more machines if they could just attach an operator to it.
Oh, heck, people just ought to listen to this show, Todd, because virtually everybody we interview is saying, hey, I'm hiring.
It's the same thing. Yeah, we hear it over and over again. I'm hiring. I've got openings. I can't find people with the skills to fill them.
Yeah, I get calls all the time, even from as far away as West Virginia, Iowa, Michigan, just saying, hey, I'm willing to pay relocation fees. I just can't find enough workers or enough people with the proper skill set to at least do these jobs for me. And some of these pay rates, just entry level, are about $20 an hour. And that's more on the extreme, but that's what you can expect out there even.
Tom, we're conducting this interview via Skype. Is your training all in a classroom face-to-face, or is there a feature in some online visual training so you can serve people around the world?
Yeah, currently it's all hands-on, and in reality, to properly train for manufacturing, it has to be hands-on training. But we are looking to expand to more of an online format, but we would still love to get them in here ultimately, because, you know, you could look at an emulator online or a simulator, but there's nothing that really replicates that true feeling of actually making chips with the metal. I mean, there's something to be said for that and actually seeing and doing it.
Yeah, the hands-on, you never replace that. I agree.
Yeah.
Tom, you mentioned that most, if not all, of your instructors have day jobs. They're plant managers or engineers. What do you do, or what kind of students do you have? Are they folks that are out of work, folks that are, you know, have a job looking to upgrade their skills? I imagine you have a mix of all of that.
Yeah, we get a mix of everything. So we probably have about 30 or 40% coming from employers, 30 or 40% probably. We also work with the government, so we can accept the WIA or Workforce Investment Act grant vouchers. And then the rest are self-pays who are just really committed folks who really want to get into this industry and really we'll stop at nothing to try and do it. So we get a good mix of folks coming in here, and that's always a challenge with adult education in particular, because you're working with people with different skill sets, and you kind of have to make sure that the class is all on the same page. So there's always going to be some with higher skill sets and lower skill sets, and that's one of the challenges of education, to try and make sure that everyone's on the same page at the end of the day.
Well, somehow I missed that many of your instructors are like plant managers by day. That's intriguing. Do you find organizations, manufacturers coming to you and saying, hey, look, I really need more people who can do X. I would love it if you could concoct a program to help train more of those kind of people. Are organizations seeking you out to do a specific kind of training?
Oh, absolutely. And I get feedback all the time. I mean, I get probably a few calls a day just from manufacturers saying, I need individuals, but I also need them with skills X, Y, and C pretty much, or Z. With that, we're always constantly implementing that feedback into our coursework. I actually also visit with a couple companies a week, just touring their plants and factories to make sure, you know, seeing this is the type of skill set that I need to make this particular product or this particular operation. So we get the feedback. For us, we're always there answering to the employers because ultimately that's how we can refine our end product, that being our graduate.
Wow. Touring those facilities, that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some pretty cool things over there. And again, it's that trust element that we're an educational facility, but not just a community college per se. We're not academic in nature. We're all about the workforce development and about getting folks in the workforce within 4 months. I mean, I don't know of any other place where you could say, I got a new skill set in 4 months and now I'm employed.
Are some kind of credentials or certifications, resulting from your courses?
Well, they'll get the certificate from us, but again, that's just a piece of paper. It's the hands-on skills that they're going to be walking out here with. And then, of course, we offer the NIMS credentials, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but
yep, that's a big deal.
Yeah, the NIMS stands for the National Institute of Metalworking Skills, and actually, in a couple weeks, we're going to become an accredited institutional facility by them. So,
wow, congratulations.
Right now, wow.
Thank you. So right now I always try and promote NIMS because really that's the only credentialing body for manufacturing, at least for the CNC industry. So, I definitely encourage our students to do it. We don't make it a requirement yet, but it definitely can't hurt them to have those credentials under their belt.
Wow, credentials, real hands-on skills, 90% placement rate, $20 an hour entry level. I'm impressed, Todd.
I'm telling you what, me too. This has been really interesting. Tom, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Symbol Training Institute?
Sure. Well, you could contact us. Our number here is 847-673-6500, or just feel free to check out our website at www.symboljobtraining.com, and that's symboljobtraining.com. So we encourage any and all calls and visitors. We're just trying to spread the word on manufacturing that it's a very viable career path, especially in this economy.
Hear, hear. All right. Well, Tom Peters, Director of Business Operations for the Symbol Training Institute. It was really a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for making time to join us.
Sure. No problem. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guests, Tom Peters, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next time on Manufacturing Revival Radio.